Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Sophia Marquez, and I am a recent graduate from Pius XI High School. And I am an action team lead with ACE, the Action for Climate Emergency. So I'm motivated to take action on climate change and to be a part of the sustainability movement because I don't want young people like me to feel hopeless. I know we've all felt hopeless at times, from watching or reading the news to experiencing tough times in our own personal lives. But one time I remember being hopeless was when I was really little. Now it may seem like really silly or insignificant, but when I was 6 years old, my parents took me and my family to the zoo. As soon as we arrived at the big cat exhibit, I was in complete awe. I was so fascinated by them that I didn't even realize that my family moved on to the next window. I turned to look at my mom, but all I saw were families from wall to wall with loud children all pushing to see every cat. I'm looking around with no sight of my family, with tears welling up in my eyes, and I get a sense of panic. I don't see them, and that was when I realized I was lost. I was scared, but a lady noticed me looking panicked, and she asked if I needed help. I had to trust in someone else, and thankfully we found my family right away. Now, I didn't think I would feel that again until something on the news brought me back to that day, that feeling of hopelessness and fear. One day, several years ago, I remember talking about the child detention crisis in class and watching a video of a child refugee on Instagram having to represent himself in immigration court, alone, not knowing where his parents were and if they'd ever be reunited. This child and so many hundreds of other children felt hopeless. I put myself in their shoes and I remembered what it felt like at that zoo. I couldn't imagine how hard it must be for these kids who are feeling that way all the time, every day. It struck me even deeper because that child could have been me. All four of my grandparents decided to risk leaving Mexico because they desired a more successful future for their children. My parents or even myself could have been in that little boy's situation. I was angry and I knew I wanted to do something about it. When I joined ACE, I didn't think that the work we'd be doing around climate change would have anything to do with the child migrant crisis. But we learned that climate change was making so many people's lives harder, everywhere around the globe. Record droughts, massive floods, wildfires, and hurricanes are destroying farms, homes, and livelihoods. This is forcing millions of people, including children, to have to make the difficult decisions about leaving home and risking their lives to move to new cities, states, and new countries. When I see them on the news, I can see that feeling of fear and hopelessness. Nobody should feel that way. Likewise for our planet, in a sense, our world today is like those children who are looking for hope and looking for us to protect it and keep it alive. ACE has shown us that climate justice is connected to immigrant justice, to racial justice, to gender justice, to LGBTQIA justice. And when we fight for climate justice, we're fighting for these struggles too. The longer we wait to act, the worse all of these issues become. I've decided not to wait. And with ACE, I have led a team at school to hold multiple documentary screenings to spread awareness of climate change and its impacts in our world. We've gathered over 100 signatures and comments from the students to urge the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to shut down the Line 5 pipeline. And we protested at City Hall against an oil spill that occurred in the Menominee River in December and got on the news. It's important to support all the work everyone does here. Everyone here is making a difference to see our world prosper. I hope that all the work we do together can help young people everywhere have hope that we can accomplish whatever we set our minds to. Thank you all for dedicating so much of your time and effort to this fight to save our Earth and to make it a better place. Thank you.